ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 अजम्
अजम्
श्रीजति
श्रीजति
भूतानि
भूतानि
भूतात्मा
भूतात्मा
यद्
यद्
अनुग्रहात्
अनुग्रहात्
तद्दृशे
तद्दृशे
येन
येन
तद्रूपं
तद्रूपं
नाभि
नाभि
पद्मा
पद्मा
समुद्भवा
समुद्भवा
अज श्रीजति भूतानि
तत्मायादनुग्रहा
दृशीन तद्रूपान् नभि
पद्मसमुद्भवान्
अज श्रीजति भूतानि तत्मायादनुग्रहा ददृश तेन तद्रूपाम् नभि
पद्मसमुद्भवान्
अज श्रीजति भूतानि तत्मायादनुग्रहात् ददृश तेन तद्रूपाम् नभि पद्मसमुद्भवान्
अजश्रीजाति भूतानि भूतात्मा
यदनुग्रहाः
तद्दृशे येन तद्रूपम् नाभि
पद्मसमुद्भवान्
अजश्रीजाति भूतानि
तत्मयतनुग्रहाः
तद्दृशेन
तद्रूपाद्भवान्
ृतानि
ृपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्रूपाद्र
Свиджати, создает.
Бутани.
Бутани.
Все, кто имеет материальное происхождение.
Все, кто имеет материальное происхождение.
Бутатма.
Бутатма.
Имеющий материальное тело.
Имеющий материальное тело.
Я.
Я.
Чей.
Чей.
Анудраха.
Анудраха.
По милости.
По милости.
Задвиши.
Задвиши.
Мог видеть.
Мог видеть.
Ейна.
Ейна.
Кем.
Тадрупам,
Тадрупам,
его форма тела,
его форма тела.
Нади,
Нади,
пупок,
Падма,
Падма,
цветок лотоса,
цветок лотоса.
Санудбава,
Санудбава,
рожден из,
рожден из.
Translation.
Перевод.
Brahma, who is not born of a material source, but of the lotus flower coming out from the navel abdomen of the Lord, is the creator of all those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of the Lord, Brahma was able to see the form of the Lord.
Brahma, который появился на свет не из материального чрева, а из колотуса, выросшего из пупа Господа, творец всех существ, имеющих материальное происхождение, и увидеть образ Господа Брахма смог только по его милости.
The first living creature, Brahma, is called Ajna, because he did not take his birth from the womb of a mother materially born.
Первое живое существо Брахма называют Ачна, потому что он родился не из чрева матери, имеющей материальное происхождение.
He was directly born from the bodily expansion of the lotus flower of the Lord.
Он появился прямо из клубка лотоса, который является продолжением тела Господа.
Thus, it is not readily understandable whether the body of the Lord and that of Brahma are the same quality or different.
Поэтому не совсем ясно, существует ли качественная разница между телом Господа и телом Брахмы.
This must be clearly understood.
Это также необходимо понять.
One thing is, however, certain.
Но одно можно сказать с уверенностью.
Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, because after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's grace only, and he could see the form of the Lord.
Брахма полностью зависел от милости Господа, потому что, появившись на свет, он смог сотворить живые существа только по его милости. И только по его милости он смог увидеть образ Господа.
Whether the form seen by Brahma is of the same quality as that of Brahma is a bewildering question. The Mahārāja pictured one of the clear answers to the Vedic story.
Есть ли качественное различие между телом Брахмы и увиденным им образом Господа? Очень сложный вопрос, и Махарадж Парикшит хочет, чтобы Шрила Шукадев Госвами дал на него ясное.
So here Brahma is described as being Ajna.
Здесь Господа Брахма описывает как Ajna.
Ajna meaning he did not take his birth from a material mother.
Ajna означает, что он не принял рождение у материальной матери.
Ajna actually means unborn.
Ajna означает нерожден.
So Brahma took his birth from the lotus which started from the abdomen of the Lord.
Господь Брахма родился из лотоса, который вырос из пупка Господа.
We know from reading the Srimad Bhagavatam that at that time when the lotus expanded from the lotus of the Lord, it was a bewildering situation.
Мы знаем, мы читаем и узнаем из Srimad Bhagavatam, что это была такая затруднительная ситуация для Брахмы, когда он оказался на лотосе, появившемся с тела Господа.
It was like at a time of the universal cataclysm.
Было как во время вселенской катаклизмы.
The lotus opened and Brahma was present there.
Этот лотос открылся, и Господь Брахма присутствовал там.
And Brahma was actually in a bewildered condition of life.
И Брахма был в таком заблужденном состоянии жизни.
Because he couldn't understand why he was there, and he couldn't understand the origin or the source of his birth.
Потому что он не мог понять, почему он там находится, но не мог понять, каков источник его рождения.
So Srimad Bhagavatam describes that Brahma, he attempted to climb down the stem of the lotus to find its source.
Srimad Bhagavatam описывается, что Брахма предпринял попытку спуститься вниз по стеблю, чтобы найти корень, чтобы найти источник этого.
But by that effort that he made, he couldn't find the source of the lotus.
Прилагая эти усилия, он не смог найти источник.
So, acharyas describe this as being similar to trying to understand the Lord through material perception.
И ачарьи сравнивают это с попытками людей понять Господа путем материальных стараний.
Or by trying to understand the Lord by some mechanical yogic process.
Или пытаясь понять Господа, используя какой-то механический процесс йоги.
Because indeed the source of that lotus flower is the Supreme Lord.
Потому что, конечно же, источником этого лотосного цветка был сам Верховный Господь.
And the Supreme Lord can only be perceived when one's consciousness has become purified through devotional service.
Господа можно воспринять только тогда, когда сознание очищено по выполнению преданного служения.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yaganyas chasmi bhaktyatahan. It says it's only by bhakti that your consciousness can become completely purified.
Bhagavad Gita, Господь Кришна говорит, что только посредством бхакти ваше сознание может быть полностью очищено.
And then when your consciousness does become purified, Then you're allowed to enter into the kingdom of God and engage in service.
Затем, когда ваше сознание очищается, тогда вы сможете войти в Царство Бога и заниматься там непосредственным служением.
Even the concept of aham brahmasmi is a type of impure consciousness.
Даже такая концепция, как aham brahmasmi, является типом нечистого сознания.
For example, you have so many spiritual philosophers in India that agree upon the fact that they are the spirit and they're not the body.
В Индии столько много разных философов, которые согласны с тем, что мы не являемся телом, а мы являемся духом.
We have so many types of meditators and jnanis and impersonalists who agree upon this fact.
Есть столько медитаторов, джнанов, имперсоналистов, которые согласны с этим фактом.
But even that consciousness is considered to be impure.
Но даже такое сознание считается нечистым.
And it's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even possessing such impure type of consciousness, one may rise to the spiritual platform, but because of the impurity, he will again fall within the material system.
Объясняется, что и поскольку человек занимается этим процессом, он сможет достигнуть духовной платформы, но из-за тех нечистот, присутствующих в сердце, ему придется вернуться обратно на материальный уровень.
So then the question arises, what is the pure and genuine state of consciousness of the human?
И вопрос может быть понят, в чем заключается истинное чистое состояние живого существа.
The pure state of consciousness is jiva rasarupai, the Krishna Das, the jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Чистое состояние сознания заключается в том, что jiva осознает себя как слугу Кришны.
And that the jiva has no separate interest than to serve the interest of the Lord.
И у jiva нет отдельных интересов, помимо интереса служения Господу.
We are eternally parts and parcels of Lord Krishna.
Мы являемся неотъемлемыми частичками Господа.
Just like my finger is connected to my hand.
Так же, как мой палец связан с моей рукой.
And my finger is working in relationship to my hand, with the rest of my body, my fingers and my hand.
My palms are working with coordination, with движение руки и так далее, и так далее, а только полезно.
When my fingers separated from my body, then it becomes something useless.
Но когда мой палец отделен от моего тела, это абсолютно бесполезно.
In the same way, when we're connected to the Lord through the practices of Bhakti Yoga, we actually can realize our eternal pure state of consciousness.
Таким же образом, если мы связаны с Господом посредством процесса бхакти-йоги, мы будем осознавать наше духовное сознание.
So, by practice of some meditational process, one may actually rise to the spiritual platform.
Практикой какого-то медитационного процесса человек сможет достигнуть духовного платформы.
And try to lose his existence into that Brahman effulgence.
И может попытаться слить свое существование, объединить свое существование с сиянием Брахмана.
But by making a very strong endeavor in devotional service, one's consciousness can become completely purified, and one can understand that he's the eternal part and parcel of the Lord, who has relationship with the Lord.
Но занимаясь преданным служением, человек сможет достигнуть такого сознания, он будет видеть себя как неотъемлемую частичку Господа и слугу Господа.
And then when one realizes one's relationship with the Lord, then one is allowed to go and to live with the Lord in the spiritual sky and engage in the Lord's service.
Когда человек осознает свое взаимоотношение с Господом, тогда ему будет позволено быть в духовном мире и заниматься непосредственным прямым служением.
So this is the actual goal of spiritual life.
Это истинная цель духовной жизни.
The mind realization or the paramatma realization is not actually the goal.
Цель осознания Брахмана или параматмы не является окончательной целью.
It's described. We may go to Brahman, but since our natural aptitude is to always engage in service, after some time, we will leave that Brahman situation.
Говорится, что мы можем, конечно, отправиться в Брахман, но поскольку наши истинные склонности являются занятия служением, нам придется оставить это положение.
Srila Prabhupada explained that sometimes people actually they enter the Brahman atmosphere, but when they come back down, because they are invested with so much quality of goodness, and they engage in philanthropic or altruistic activities.
И Srila Prabhupada объяснял, что поскольку люди, которые приходят обратно из Брахмана, они имеют такой же подход участия, то они обычно занимаются в этом мире филантропической или альтруистической деятельностью.
Even the position of paramatma realization is something useful.
Даже осознание параматмы очень рисково.
For different reasons. One reason is, of course, in the endeavor for so long to realize the Lord within the heart.
Одна причина то, что человек может так долго усердствовать, чтобы осознать Господа.
And when it becomes successful in his endeavor and sees the Lord, sometimes the living being becomes mistaken.
Иногда, когда живое существо после этих усердий видит наслаждение Господа, иногда оно впадает в
And when he perceives that form of the Lord within the heart, he mistakenly thinks that that is his actual identity.
Когда его существо видит четырехрукую форму Господа в своем сердце, начинает думать, что это он сам.
This is a great mistake.
Это тоже большая ошибка.
Or one may aspire to realize the Lord within the heart.
Или человек может стремиться осознать Господа в сердце.
But that Lord within the heart, Paramatma, he is known as the overseer.
Но Господь в сердце Параматма, он следит за всем.
He is overseeing all of our activities within this material world, and he is rewarding our karmas.
Он наблюдает над всеми, над всякой деятельностью в этом мире, он вознаграждает нас кармой.
But if one will actually return to Krishna in the spiritual world, then where is the position of Paramatma understanding?
Но если человек возвращается в духовный мир, где остается осознание Параматмы? Куда оно
становится?
Существует ли Параматма в Голоке
Вриндаване? Overseeing our activities and awarding our results of our future activities.
Наблюдая за нашей деятельностью, вознаграждая нас плодами наших трудов. Нет.
Because when we actually penetrate into that Goloka Vrindavan atmosphere, we're absolutely purified. There's no more cause for the Paramatma to regulate our activities.
Потому что когда мы на самом деле входим в Голоку Вриндаван, то нет больше причин для существования Параматмы и регулирования нашей деятельности.
So the real business is to become self-realized through the process of Bhakti Yoga.
Поэтому наше настоящее дело это быть становиться самоосознанным, занимаясь процессом Bhakti Yoga.
The Rupa Goswami has said, I touch Sri Krishna Namadina, but then Brahma and Riyad say them with the Gigi Vada Shraya and Ekos Prakhida. Which means that with our impure senses, it is not possible to perceive the Lord.
Нашими неочищенными чувствами невозможно постигнуть Господа.
But he has said that through the process of renewed service to the Lord can be understood.
Он объяснил, что Господа можно осознать через процесс служения.
He has said that that service to the Lord begins with the tongue.
Это служение Господа начинается с языка.
By vibrating the glorification of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna.
Произнося, вибрируя эти качества, формы, имена Господа Кришны.
This chanting of the Lord's holy name will actually purify our consciousness to such a degree that we will be able to return to that original spiritual atmosphere.
Это воспевание святых имен Господа очистит нас до такой степени, что мы будем способны вернуться в эту духовную атмосферу.
Lord Chaitanya has described this.
Господь Читание описывает это.
And it's actually the fact.
И это на самом деле так.
That the medicine for cleansing the dirt from the consciousness is to hear about Krishna.
Что лекарство для очищения грязи сердца является слушание о Кришне.
Hearing about Krishna will have two effects on us.
Слушание о Кришне будет иметь два результата.
Actually, Lord Chaitanya said that hearing about Krishna will have many effects on removing this tree.
На самом деле, Господь Чайтанья говорил, что слушание о Кришне будет иметь множество раз.
Naturally, the first effect is the cleansing of the heart.
Конечно же, первый эффект – это то очищение сердца.
The second effect is that it brings the suffering of material existence to an end.
И также это уничтожает страдания от материального существа.
The third effect is that you become self-realized. Actually, just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we'll be able to develop love for Krishna.
Просто повторяя святые имена Кришны, мы сможем развить любовь.
Some people have different ideas about this chanting of the holy name.
Некоторые люди могут быть разные идеи о воспевании святого.
Sometimes people think that the chanting of the holy name only clears away the sins of one's life.
Иногда люди думают, что святое имя просто очищает человека от грехов.
And sometimes people think that the chanting of the holy name only awards salvation or liberation.
Иногда люди думают, что воспевание святых имен просто дает людям освобождение.
But the chanting actually gives love to Krishna.
Но на самом деле воспевание дает любовь к Кришне.
Because it reveals the soul.
Потому что оно открывает душу.
Like we were saying just a few minutes ago, when we actually become situated in our constitutional position of being the servant of Krishna, then we can penetrate into the global Vrindavan atmosphere.
Как мы уже говорили, что если мы окажемся расположенными в нашем истинном сознании слуги Кришны, тогда мы сможем войти в Голоку Вриндаван.
One time there was a gathering in the home of Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar.
Однажды было собрание в доме Говардана и Хираньи.
Majumdar. Now these Majumdars, they were the parents of Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami.
Эти Маджумдары, они были родителями Рагунатха Дас Госвами.
And they were very, very pious people.
Они были очень благочестивыми людьми.
They were some of the richest people in Bengal at that time.
Это были одни из самых богатых людей в Бенгале в то время.
So the cultured people in India, they would have gatherings in their homes, but the gatherings were not based on some material sense gratification, but they would gather people together and they would have spiritual discussions.
Такие культурные люди в Индии, они собирались очень часто в своих домах. И эти собрания не были основаны на какой-то материальной основе, но это были духовные собрания.
So one time they gathered to have discussion and the topic was the holy name of Krishna.
И однажды они собрались, чтобы провести обсуждение, и тема этого обсуждения была святое имя Господа Кришны.
And many of the local Brahmins, they were invited.
И много местных Брахманов также было приглашено.
And so the topic became the efficacy or the potency or the effect of chanting the holy name.
И тема была сила и эффект воспевания святых имен.
So more or less all of these Brahmins, they came to two conclusions.
И все эти Брахманы, они пришли к двум заключениям.
One conclusion is the chanting of the holy name will free the heart from all varieties of sin that can be committed.
Первое заключение, к которому они пришли, это то, что святое имя освободит человека от всех грехов, которые накоплены.
And the second conclusion, by chanting the holy name, one can achieve liberation.
Посредством воспевания святых имен человек сможет достигнуть освобождения.
So this discussion was going on.
И такое обсуждение продолжалось.
And then one of the people, they had a very good idea.
И у одного из собравшихся появилась очень хорошая мысль.
They said, very near to this place is living Śrīla Haridas Thakur.
Они сказали, очень недалеко отсюда живет Śrīla Haridas Thakur.
Why don't we invite Haridas Thakur over here, and then he can give his opinion on what this holy name is all about.
И они сказали, почему бы нам не пригласить Харидас Такура, и он может поделиться с нами своим мнением, что такое святое имя.
Because he's the Namacharya.
Потому что он Намачарья.
And certainly he will have some realization about what chanting Hare Krishna is meant for.
И, конечно же, у него будет какое-то осознание того, для чего предназначено воспевание святое имя.
So, just nearby that place, Haridas Thakur was living.
И совсем недалеко оттуда жил Haridas Thakur.
He was living in a cave.
It
was on the bank of the Ganga River. And daily those Majumdar people would send Haridas Prasad. And the person who would carry the Prasad down there to Haridas Thakur was Śrīla Raghunath Das
Goswami.
And he was just a boy at that time. Maybe he was a little older than
Dharmastri.
And he would carry the prasadam and he would give it to Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas would just really just heap his affection and love upon Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, he would just like stroke the head of Raghunath Das. He'd say, oh my boy, please become a pure devotee of Krishna. Always chant the holy names of Krishna. So by that association that he had with Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada said, this is how Raghunath Das became so greatly elevated.
Śrīla Prabhupāda объясняет, что это было причиной такой возвышенности Рагунатха Даса.
So, Haridasa, he went to that assembly.
Haridasa направился на это собрание.
And he entered the assembly, and everyone, they rose up and they greeted him with folded palms.
Когда он вошел, все поднялись и встретили его со сложенными руками.
And then they told Haridasa, they said, please explain to us what is the real purpose of chanting the holy name.
И затем они сказали: дорогой Харидаса, пожалуйста, объясни нам, в чем заключается цель воспевания.
So Haridasa is very humble.
Haridasa was very humble.
And he said, well, you are all Brahmins.
Да, вы все Брахманы.
And I'm simply an outcast.
А я даже вне касты.
And I really have nothing to say in this matter.
У меня нет что-то, что я смогу, нет того, что я смогу сказать.
You are all so learned, you understand everything.
Вы все так обучены, вы все знаете.
He said, but I can offer a few suggestions.
Но я мог бы принести несколько предложений.
He said, you people have said that the potency of the holy name will simply free the heart from the lifetime of sin.
Вы все говорили, что сила святого имени, она очистит сердце от грехов.
And some of you have said that the chanting of the holy name will award liberation.
А некоторые из вас говорили, что воспевание святых имен, оно вознаградит человека, даст человеку освобождение.
He said, but my understanding is something different. He said, certainly through chanting of the holy name, all sin is eradicated. He said, but this idea of liberation, he said, even if one will chant the holy name in the clearing stage, which is called Namabhas, then one will get liberation.
Что он объяснил, что даже если человек повторяет воспевание в стадии освобождения, Намабасе, то он все равно получит освобождение. Если он будет воспевать святое имя Намабасе, он все равно получит освобождение.
And then if one will chant the holy name perfectly, one will get love of God.
Если человек совершенным образом будет воспевать святое имя, то он получит любовь к Богу.
He says, so this Namabhas chanting, or this clearing stage of chanting, even that will give you the liberation that you desire.
Этот намабас или стадия очищения, воспевание святых имен, даст вам возможность получения освобождения.
Then Haridasa gave a nice example to describe what this namabas type of chanting actually is.
А затем Haridasa привел хороший пример, чтобы описать это воспевание намабас.
Haridasa said that as soon as the sun begins to rise in the morning,
Haridasa говорил, что как только солнце начинает подниматься рано утром,
and the first ray of sunlight penetrates the darkness of night.
Первые лучи солнечного света, они пронизывают темноту ночи.
Immediately one becomes freed from the fear of ghosts and rakshasas and so many other things that wander about in the evening time.
Сразу же человек освобождается от всех страхов перед привидениями, ракшасами, которые присутствуют в вечернее время.
Like sometimes at night there's a little bit of fear which is there.
Иногда ночью присутствует такое чувство страха.
But as soon as the first ray of sunlight comes, and that fear goes away.
Но как только появляется первый луч света, тогда этот страх исчезает.
Even if the sun has not fully risen.
Даже если солнце не полностью поднялось.
And then when the sun does fully rise, everything becomes revealed as it is.
Но когда солнце поднимается полностью, тогда все оказывается ясным.
So Haridasa said, this is what the chanting of the holy name is like. When the first ray of pure chanting of the holy name of the Lord comes, and that's like this Namabhas chanting. One is not chanting in any sort of offensive way. And the very first rays, like the first rays of the sunlight in the morning have come. And that's sufficient in itself to give liberation. But then if one will persevere and chant the holy name without any ten offenses, chant with a pure heart, and that will give one Krishna prema.
Если человек будет настойчиво продолжать, будет воспевать святые имена без совершения смертей, тогда это воспевание принесет ему Кришна прему.
So then Haridasa, as an example, he cited Srimad Bhagavatam.
Затем Haridasa, как пример, он привел Srimad Bhagavatam.
And he gave the example of Ajamila.
Он дал пример Ajamila.
And you all know the story of Ajamila.
Вы все знаете историю Ajamila.
Right? Everyone knows Ajamila.
Все знаете историю Ajamila.
Ajamil was when he was born into a Brahmin family.
Ajamil был рожден в семье Брахмин.
And when he was a young boy, he had all good qualities.
Когда он был еще молодым человеком, у него было столько хороших качеств.
But then one day he saw two low-class people engaging in sexual affairs on the side of the road.
Но однажды на обочине дороги он видел двое низкоклассных людей, которые занимались сексом.
His mind became so agitated.
Его ум был настолько встревожен.
That he actually fell down from his dominical position.
Что он упал со своего положения прямо.
And he started associating with prostitutes.
И он начал общаться с проституткой.
And he actually lived with that prostitute for many, many years.
И он жил с этой проституткой в течение многих лет.
And his life became completely degraded.
И его жизнь была полностью деградирована.
It simply became a life of sex.
Стала жизнь секса.
And intoxication.
Intoxication.
And thieving and robbery.
Занятием кражей.
So his life fell apart.
Его жизнь просто развалилась.
So the Bhagavatam describes that when Ajamil was 84 years old, he had a son who was 4 years old. That means that even in such advanced old age, he was still engaging in sex life. Because he was so attached. So, he was laying on his deathbed and he was preparing, he was going to die. So, he was laying on his deathbed and he was preparing, he was going to die. And while he was laying there, he looked up and he saw the Yamadutas coming and taking from his body. And when he saw those Yamadutas, he became fearful for the safety of his son Narayan.
Когда он увидел Ямадутов, он забеспокоился о благополучии своего сына Нараяна.
So just when they were going to take him away, then he started calling out, Нараян, Нараян, Нараян.
Когда Ямадуты уже готовы были его забрать, то он начал звать Нараяна.
And he was calling out the name Нараян in a offenseless way.
И он произносил слово Нараяна без оскорбления.
And what happened? Is immediately the Vishnu Dutas and representatives of Lord Vishnu appeared.
The
Vishnu Dutas and said, they said, you cannot touch this man. So then the Yamadutas became a little angry. They said, no, he's our property. And then the Vishnu Dutas, they said that you Yamadutas, you're the servants of Yamaraj or Dharmaraj. And but by taking this man, it's obvious that you do not understand the laws of Dharma. So then again, a discussion of Dharma began between the Yamadutas and the
Vishnudutas.
You know, this theme always keeps emerging in the Vedic literature. What is the proper Dharma? What is the proper, you know, occupational duty of the soul? So after this discussion of Dharma, then the Yamadutas, they realized that actually this man had chanted the holy names and therefore he was the property of the Vishnudutas. So in this way, the Ajamil was saved. And it's described that actually Ajamil, after that, what he did is he went to Badrinath in the Himalayas. Or was it Rishikesh and Hardwar? Because it was either Rishikesh and Hardwar or Badrinath. He went there.
Rishikesh Hardwar or Badrinath.
And then he engaged in following the yogic principles and he achieved his liberation. So this was simply through chanting the holy name Namabhas. So this is the point that Haridas was making in that assembly of the Majumdars.
Вот этот момент подчеркивал Харидас в собрании с Маджундарами.
He said that even by the clearing stage of chanting, one can achieve the position of liberation. And then Haridas also, he cited examples which made it clear that liberation is not the ultimate goal of spiritual life. And the examples that he cited explained how different demons and rakshasas have been killed by the Lord. And when they have been killed by the Lord, then they achieve liberation. Like I think one day here we described Shishupal. He offended Krishna 101 times. And then Krishna sliced his head. And when his head was sliced, everyone could see the soul enter into Krishna. Or the Agasura. When Agasura died, everyone saw the soul come out of the top of the Agasura. And when that soul, everyone saw the soul enter into the body of Krishna. So Haridas Thakur made the point that liberation is really not the goal of life, because liberation is even offered to the rakshasas and the demons. So he explained that Krishna Prema is the goal of life, and that Krishna Prema can be achieved when one engages in purified chanting of the holy name. Now, there was one Brahmin in that assembly. And he was a smarta Brahmin, meaning he was a ritualistic Brahmin. Means he understood all the rules and regulations. He understood so many details of the Shastra. He knew how to do all the different rituals nicely. But he didn't understand that the goal of all of those rituals was to know the Lord. So he got very upset. He said, "What are you talking about? Haridas Thakur, what are you talking about? Who do you think you are? You're just another foolish, sentimental devotee. Great yogis and gyanis, they meditate for thousands of years. They undergo so much austerity and penance only to come to the position of liberation. And you're so foolishly saying that liberation can be achieved simply by Namabhas chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This is a great foolish mistake. You've made such a mistake in misleading these people. I curse you. Do you know why you do that? Like when you yawn. Do you know why? What do you mean? Keep ghosts from going inside of your body. Probably there's no ghosts in the Bhagavatam class. except a few of the devotees who are sleeping. Where did you learn that? That's a typical Indian village thing. Have you been to India? No. Who was your guru that taught you that? So anyhow, this Gopal Chakravarti, this Brahmin, he was really puffed up. And so he told Haridas Thakur, he said, because you have misled people, I curse you that your nose will fall off in 1 week. And as soon as he said that, you know, everyone, they just went,
ah!
What did this guy say? And everyone was shocked. So then Haridas Thakur, he simply smiled. And he said, well, you're simply from this Brahman. And you don't really understand the real principles of the Vedas. Never come here for service again. Because he left. And they all went to Haridas, they were bowing down to the feet of Haridas, begging forgiveness. But then Haridas, he manifested the true nature of Vaishnava. No, they haven't offended me.
They haven't done anything.
He's simply a foolish man.
I'm просто глупый.
I've not been offended, do not worry. Everyone just chant Hare Krishna and become Krishna conscious. He gave such nice blessings. He said, just chant Hare Krishna and become Krishna conscious. And then Haridasa left. Now, what happened is that Brahman, within 1 week's time, he got leprosy.
And then, этот браман получил проказу где-то через
год. Nose fell off his face.
И его нос сам упал с
руки. His fingers, they all melted away.
Его пальцы растаяли.
And he became absolutely horrible.
Он выглядел просто ужасно.
Which shows an important point.
Что доказывает этот браман.
That Haridas forgave that man for his offense. But still the man was afflicted with leprosy. So what does it mean? The Vaishnava forgave. But Krishna didn't forgive. And that's why we should be very careful about Vaishnava Parati.
Поэтому нам нужно быть очень осторожными с Vaishnava Parati.
Because sometimes we may offend the Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, and he may forgive us, but the Lord will never forgive.
Потому что иногда, когда мы оскорбляем, если мы оскорбляем преданного Вайшнава, он может нас простить, а Господь нас не простит.
So, it's not by any type of impure consciousness we can realize the Lord. And when Brahma's consciousness was impure, he couldn't realize the Lord. He couldn't realize what was the source of his birth. But then later we will read the description. He heard the singing was tapa, which means to engage in tapasya or austerity. So then Lord Brahma, he engaged in tapasya for 1,000 years, and after that, the Lord revealed himself to Lord Brahma.
И Господь Брама занялся тапасей в течение тысяч лет, и затем Господь сам явился.
Now it's described the tapasya that he engaged in with brahmachari life. And some other austerities were there. But he purely observed the performance of brahmacharya. And then Lord Krishna appeared before, actually it was Lord Vishnu who appeared before Brahma. And he congratulated Brahma for the performance of his austerity.
Затем Господь Вишну сам явился перед Господом Брахмой и поздравил его за успешный аскез.
And then Lord Brahma was given the Gayatri Mantra.
Затем ему была передана Gayatri Mantra.
And he became the first Brahman of the universe.
Он стал первым Брахманом во Вселенной.
And then he actually had spiritual realization.
Затем он получил духовную реализацию.
And the Brahma Samhita describes that when Brahma becomes spiritually realized, he understood that he was the maidservant of Krishna.
И как Брахма Самхите описывается, что когда Брахма осознал свою духовную природу, он увидел себя как служанку Кришны.
So this is actually the process by which we are able to understand the Lord.
В этом процессе постижения Господа.
Not by any type of speculation or not by any type of impure manifestation of consciousness.
Непосредственно какой-то спекуляции или нечистого проявления.
But our consciousness becomes spotless and pure through hearing the glories of the Lord.
Но наше сознание будет абсолютно чисто, если мы будем слышать славу Господа.
And then in that purified state, full realization of Krishna will be there.
В этом очищенном состоянии
it's like Srila Prabhupada said, to enter into fire, one must become fire.
Srila Prabhupada говорил, чтобы войти в огонь, человек должен стать огнем.
And to enter into Brahman, one must become Brahman.
Чтобы войти в Брахман, человек должен стать Брахман.
And for us, Vaishnava devotees of the world, Brahman just doesn't mean the effulgence of Brahman.
Для нас, для Вайшнава, Brahman не означает просто сияние Brahman.
But for the Vaishnava devotees, Brahman means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Но для Вайшнава Brahman означает Кришна, Верховная Личность.
So to enter into that understanding of Krishna, we must develop the same qualities of the world.
Чтобы войти в это понимание Кришны, мы должны развить те же качества Господа.
That means that all of our ahankar, our false ego, our dehatma buddhi, our consciousness that we're this body, all of that must be given up.
It means that our ahankara, our dehatma buddhi, our thoughts about that we are this body, all of that must be given up.
And that can be given up if one will absorb himself in the practices of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Большое спасибо.
Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, no problem.
You're correct. But in general, it's been described that we should use the tone for vibrating the glories of the Lord.
Но в основном описывается, что мы должны использовать наши руки для того, чтобы описывать славу Господа.
So seva mukhi jiva da. That means jiva is the tongue.
Jiva означает язык.
So the tongue should be engaged in glorifying the Lord.
Язык нужно заниматься прославлением Господа.
And the tongue should also be engaged in tasting foodstuffs offered to the Lord.
Язык можно также заниматься пробованием тех вещей, которые будут предложены Господу.
The nose should be engaged in smelling flowers offered to the
Lord.
The eyes should be engaged in seeing the beautiful form of the Lord.
And глаза могут быть заняты, чтобы видеть прекрасную форму Господа.
We can use the hands for touching the form of the Lord or touching the form of the Vaishnavas.
Руки можно использовать прикасаться к Вайшнаву или к Господу.
And the ears can be utilized for hearing the glories of the Lord.
А уши можно использовать, чтобы слушать славу Господа.
But Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakura has said, Yive Phile Vishaya Sagare. He said, of all the senses, the tongue is the most difficult to control.
Но Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakura говорит, что из всех чувств язык, он самый тяжелый для контроля.
Therefore, if the tongue is always engaged in the spiritual service of Krishna consciousness, all of the other senses will more or less automatically follow.
Если язык нам занят в процессе, то все другие чувства также будут следовать.
And also Srila Prabhupada gave an example of tongue, belly and genital.
Также Srila Prabhupada приводил пример языка, грудки.
He said they're on a straight line.
Они все находятся на одной линии.
But if the tongue is controlled, the belly and the genital will be controlled also.
Если язык контролируется,
so our process of establishing control over the tongue is not the artificial process of mona or the vowel of silence.
Процесс контроля языка это не искусственный процесс молна или обета безмолвия.
But the positive process of devotional service is to utilize the tongue for speaking about the Lord.
Положительный процесс контроля языка. Это занимать язык в том, чтобы говорить о Кришне.
So, Krishna Chaturvedi Thakur explains the reason of the history of Ajna and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna Chaturvedi Thakur explains Srimad Bhagavatam a little bit about the story of Ajna.
And he says that Ajna was born with good qualities.
And he says that Ajna was born with good qualities.
But then those good qualities became covered over by a life of sin.
And the ten qualities were covered over by a life of sin.
But even though he was so sinful, at a certain point, his sukriti began to develop again.
Но несмотря на то, что он был таким грешником, его сукрити в определенный момент начала развиваться опять.
He explains that the moment wherein Ajamil's sukriti began to develop was when that boy was born.
Он говорил, что в тот момент, когда сукрити от него начала развиваться, это был момент рождения его сына.
And by good fortune, he somehow or other gave that boy the name Ajna. He gave that boy the name Narayan.
Так или иначе, он оказался удачным, дал этому ребенку имя Нараян.
At that point, Ajna's life began to change.
В тот момент жизнь Ajna начала меняться.
So, when he cried out Narayan, it's not that he was actually crying out the pure love of God.
Когда он повторял имя Нараян, когда он повторял его,
but he was actually calling out the name of the Lord without any ulterior motive.
Но он повторял это имя Господа, не имея никакого мотива.
He wasn't crying the Lord's name with any motive in mind. He was just crying the name of his son, but, you know, in concern and love for his son.
Он повторял это имя своего сына, не имея какого-то определенного мотива, повторял из-за заботы и любви.
Or it's like that Prabhupada tells another story in the Shastra. He talks about the Muslim who was killed by the boar.
Он говорит о мусульмане, который был убит.
Now down in India, I don't know about over here, but down in India, the Muslims may eat anything, but they'll never eat pig.
Я не знаю, здесь, в Индии, по крайней мере, мусульмане могут есть все, что угодно, но только не свиней.
Same way here?
Здесь тоже?
Да? They don't? No? Here they eat pig?
Здесь они не
едят. In India, the Muslims will never touch a pig.
В Индии мусульмане никогда не прикоснутся к свиньям.
And sometimes when the low-class Hindus want to start riots with the Muslims,
иногда, когда низкого класса Hindu, они начинают какие-то забастовки против мусульман,
they'll wait until Friday evening when all the Muslims are doing their namaz.
Они будут ждать до пятницы вечером, когда все мусульмане делают свой намаз.
And then they'll take a pig.
И затем они возьмут одну свинью.
And they'll throw a pig inside of the masjid.
И они закинут свинью прямо в мечеть.
And then, you know, the Muslims will become so offended.
Мусульмане будут чувствовать такое оскорбление.
You know, then immediately they'll come out and they'll start riots to kill the Hindus.
Они потом очень тоже бегают, чтобы убивать всех Hindus.
You see. Or from the other side, sometimes if the Muslims want to start a riot,
и иногда это мусульмане, если они хотят, чтобы оскорбить Hindus,
they'll go outside of the temple and they'll kill a cow.
Они подойдут к храму и убьют корову.
You see. And then the Hindus go wild.
And the Hindus просто дикие.
This goes on regularly in India. So, what point were we discussing?
Haram.
Oh, haram. So one time there was this Muslim man.
And that's because of the Muslim man.
And he was walking on the outskirts of the city. And there was this great, big, huge boar. Do they have like wild boars over here?
Dickies.
They don't have? Well, like I was in Vladivostok last year. They took me for a walk in the taiga.
Они меня повели на прогулку в тайге.
And there they have huge boars.
Там был такие огромные ветки.
And they have like these tusks that are like. And they actually kill people. They kill people and they eat people. Yeah, so this type of boar, he came up with that Muslim man. And he put his tusks inside of that Muslim man. And he started biting the Muslim man. And then the Muslim man, he was dying. And then he was saying one word in Urdu language, which means, oh, it's horrible, it's abominable. And that word is haram, haram, haram. So this Muslim man was dying. He goes, haram, haram, haram. And then he assumed like the spiritual form and he went back to the spiritual world. Now this is an example which is commonly given in the Shastra. It's not an exaggeration. You know, so he spent his life as a Muslim. And the Muslims are known as being people who are against the Brahmanas, in Vedic culture. But because he chanted haram, he was able to get liberation out of his death. So this is called Namabhas chanting. That Namabhas is very, very powerful. But and sometimes devotees think, well, let me just try to chant Namabhas. If Namabhas is so potent, let me just chant in the clearing stage so that I can, you know, at least I can get liberation from this world. But that's not our mentality. Our mentality is to always push to become purified so that we can engage in Krishna service. We will not be satisfied with anything less than the pure devotional service of the
Lord.
If anyone comes to Navakishore and
says,
Krishna comes to Navakishore, he says, I'll give you unlimited material opulence. I'll give you all the beautiful women of the world. He says, I'll give you liberation. But I'll give you pure devotional service. Yes, let me work for that. That should be our mentality. No material opulence, no liberation. But only unalloyed devotional service. So that means pure chanting of the Holy Name. He's devoted to Krishna. He's not, but he's not devoted to Krishna. But he's not a pure devotee of Krishna. He's greatly devoted. But he's not a pure devotee. Indra is a devotee also. But he's not a pure devotee. To be a pure devotee of Krishna means that we can't have any ulterior motive. Nothing for ourselves. But everything for Krishna. We should try to do our service in that way also. Nothing for ourselves, everything for Krishna.
Now,
if we push to do service in that way, then our consciousness will remain safely situated. But if we're doing service because we want something in return, then we won't be able to get the desired goal of our devotional service. Okay, any last question? Yes, Mahadadi Sai. Special quality of the Lord Nanda Swami is he has a photographic memory.
And you have photographic memory.
Have you ever heard him speak? The Lord Nanda Swami, he can tell entire Krishna book stories word for word as Prabhupada has written it.
And може повторить все истории из источника вечного наслаждения слово в слово, как написал Шрила
Прабхупада. He can read something,
если читает что-то,
and it immediately just becomes imprinted upon his consciousness.
Вкладывается в память его сознания.
That's one of the most unique qualities of Vrindavan. Sometimes we don't put to him in Vrindavan, he just starts telling Krishna the stories. There's so much nectar you never want to stop hearing. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.